Lord, our desire is to please you and to let you use us like you want to use us. Every person in the sound of my voice, may you use them in a mighty way. May you show forth your goodness through their lives. Here and there and around the world. We pray for a fresh anointing tonight. A fresh awareness of what a good God you are. We yield to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for us. We might have life and have it more abundantly. And precious Holy Spirit, we invite you to train us, teach us. Tell us our next move. We trust you, Holy Spirit. We know you reveal God the Father to us, and you here, you sent to reveal the Lord Jesus Christ and the power we have in his blood. Baptize us in the blood tonight. That your presence will be known and that peace will come upon our hearts. Precious peace. Every person at the sound of my voice, Lord, no matter what's going on, give them peace. For you are peace in time of trouble. We thank you that the world is not in control. Man is not in control. But you are in control. And we trust in you and relying upon you. Help us to do things as you call us to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. To open your Bibles to Acts 10, open your Bibles to Acts 10. I want to look at that verse 38 again, to do the second part of the Holy Spirit is the only help specialist. And there's a reason for saying that. You know, in the medical field, we are helped when we have gone so far and didn't do the right thing, and the medical world will help us. We have to pray and ask direction from God. But it wasn't designed to be that way, but designed for you to walk in divine health. Now, you're not going to find a whole lot of teaching on health in the body of Christ. In my 47 years, I had ran up on, I read thousands of books, very little to say it about health. Because it takes more than just spirituality to walk in health. There's some science things you got to know and some understanding you got to know about your body. And amen. Don't just want to say amen. Yeah, you just, you know, we're just praying and lifting our hand and praising God. But are we obeying God? Amen. See, but we're obeying God. I read a scripture in Ephesians. I know I got you in Acts 10:38, 4:27. Look at that scripture. Read that scripture many years ago. Look at it. And I think the reason that we're not functioning in health like we shouldn't, not to give place to the devil. You see what that scripture said? Now, any one of us suffering from anything, we give place to the devil some kind of way. God didn't do it. The devil didn't do it. You did it. And so remember that scripture now. When you think about your health as we go, because I'm going to take you through a health seminar in a few minutes, some things that you need to know. Then I'm going to go to my text and go. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Now, he also, the Holy Ghost, don't only heal, but he give help and tell you how to keep it. Help and how to keep it. Now, I admit, I recognize from my own personal life and from many lives I've dealt with, we way behind. Yeah, we've been traveling under a cloud when it come down to health and living a healthy life. But I hope this, you got Acts 10:38, you saw it, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all the oppressed of the devil. In this introduction here, I want to give you a few nuggets that, because we got to get you out. Yes. How many want out? Yes. Want your help? Yes. Stop thinking about what your daddy had and your uncle had. We're not talking about that. We're talking about your body. Yes. Write this down. Holy Ghost help wisdom. See, the Holy Ghost can give you a help wisdom that you can't get from nowhere else. Holy Ghost help wisdom. Begin to manifest in your life. It's manifold. Look in Ephesians 3:10. Ephesians 3:10. And he just gave me, he told me, before I go to work, he says, tell them about Holy Ghost help wisdom and let them look at Ephesians 3:10. See, God is a God of manifold wisdom. So I'm pronouncing the manifold wisdom of God on your health tonight, on your body. You see what I'm saying? From every facet, God can give us some type of light. We need light. We need enlightenment. We need more than excitement. We need enlightenment. And so the body of Christ have not traveled in this vein as she should. Over 80 or 90% of the body of Christ fighting something. That's not right. So now, from this night forward, you're going to be packing wisdom. Now, wisdom is no good if you don't follow it. Then the Lord said to tell them that when you're talking about the Holy Spirit, you're talking about help miracles. The Holy Spirit is a miracle worker. And so, hallelujah. So, since we're so far behind in this subject, we need miracles. So I decree health miracles coming to the body of Christ. Write that down. Health miracles coming to the body of Christ. I decree tonight in the name of Jesus, in the authority of the office he put me in. I decree health miracles come to your body and to your loved one. Then when you look in Acts 10:38, you just look at it, there is an health anointing. There's a health anointing. Yes, sir. See, we're all talking about the Holy Ghost here now. He's the one give that anointing, give that impartation of anointing for health. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to write in your note, I'm anointed for health. Don't be scared. Use your faith. I'm anointed for health. You ain't never said it. It's your first time in your life saying it. You are the Holy, where the Holy Ghost live at? Oh! You've been walking around anointed for health all your life when you accept Christ. So that anointing will destroy burdens and remove yokes. Then there's another thing in this so-called health seminar that he just gave me that when I'm walking out the office. You got Holy Ghost health wisdom now, right? You got health, you're expecting at all time health miracles. Those, it'll override everything. Every report. Health miracles override that. And the Holy Ghost is a miracle worker, right? I see one of my daughters, I walk in her room years ago and the doctor was talking and she said, oh man, Pastor, yeah, now I'm getting up out of here. And in a few days she was back home and they were talking like she wasn't going to make it. But she trusted her man of God. She trusted God. When I heard she was at home. The second thing, the next thing is help understanding from God perspective. Help understand it from the Holy Spirit perspective or from Jesus' perspective or from the cross perspective. He paid it paid for. If you look at 3 John 2, he said, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So we're talking about help understanding. 3 John 2. And then he said to me, tell my children that I am a restorer of health. Like you say, he restored my soul, he restored my health. Say, God restores my health. Now, you're taking authority over Satan, and you're taking authority over your body, and you're taking authority over sickness and disease. In that statement, he restores my health. He restores my sight. Yes. Believe it. Loose your faith. Yes, sir. Give God a chance to do something to show himself strong. Yes. Then, my brothers and sisters, in John 16:13. Health, truth of how to stay in health. Health, truth of how to stay in health. Now, quite naturally now, you're going to change some of your habits. You don't want the Holy Ghost up in your business if you don't want them changed. He going to convict you. You're going to have dreams. Might be sometimes horrified dreams that stop everything. Yeah, the Holy Spirit, he going to work with you. He ain't going to play no game because he ain't got nobody to please but God. Help truth. You see that? Help truth of how to stay in health. That John's, he called the spirit of truth. He's the spirit of truth. I'll deal with him further down the line because that text is a good text right here of what we're dealing with. The Holy Spirit is the only health specialist. And then the Holy Ghost told me, releasing rivers of living health. That's John 7:37-39. Rivers, he told me, he said, I'm ready to release rivers of living health. So I can get somebody to believe me, get somebody to receive it. Then he said, access, confidence, and boldness for help. Access, now you got a scripture here. You got a scripture. Get Ephesians 3:12. Look at that. Look at it. Access. God has given us access, body of Christ, confidence, and boldness for help. Now, we didn't have that. We didn't have it because we were in healing line and we expecting to have something. All right, some of y'all get deep, all spiritual, you know, but deep down, and when you get down to the nitty-gritty, you know, we should get to a certain age, you know, and say, well, you know, I'm going down. Where are you going down for? Where are you going? Who are you looking for, the devil? See? Access, say access.
Access.
Say confident.
Confidence.
Say boldness.
Boldness.
For help.
For help.
Look what Ephesians 3:12 says, in whom you have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. You know, you're really going to have to recognize your crucifixion to walk in health. That's Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified. Yes, sir. And then as I made that statement, I heard the Holy Spirit say, there's a grace for help. Yes, sir. Write this down. Help, favor cometh to me now. I'm just telling you that the Lord give it to me. Health favor coming to my house now. Health favor coming to my body right now. Health favor coming to my family right now. Health favor coming to my church right now. And you keep on saying that, watch what happens. Because you're calling it in. Now, see, can we identify with this? And I'm going to give you a scripture. I'm going to open it up, all right? There are very little health consciousness in the body of Christ. We are unconscious when it's about health. Look at Romans 9:1. There's very little consciousness, even because something acted up in your body does not mean that the miracle worker cannot work health in your life. He got the 9 gifts of the Spirit he'll turn loose. He'll turn loose the working of miracles, gifts of healing, special faith, give you supernatural wisdom, supernatural knowledge, give you discerning of spirit to know what to do about that situation. You follow what I'm saying? Now look at that scripture. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. Now here it is. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. So here we're talking about the Holy Ghost as a help specialist, but you have to have help consciousness given to you by the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help consciousness come to this house by the Holy Ghost. To every person on the sound of my voice, help consciousness come to you that you can bear witness with the Holy Ghost that there's nothing can keep you down. Amen? So I want you to walk around after the night with help consciousness, even though your big toe hurt, your ear hurt, your back hurt, but say, yeah, but I'm healthy. Because, see, it's a need for health faith. Whoa. How much health faith do you have? And so while I'm teaching tonight, the Holy Ghost has given us health faith. Because faith comes by hearing. If you never heard it before, tonight we speak to you about health faith. You need to have faith for health. I didn't say faith for help. I said faith for help. I don't want to just help me. I want to go all the way. Health faith. Say it. You're not, and I'm bragging on the Holy Ghost. You're not going to hear that much. Health faith. I've read thousands and thousands of books and saw nothing about no health faith. But this apostolic mantle is coming on this church. Y'all better take a hold of this thing. Because there's a remnant going to turn this thing around. I'm going to be in that number, partner. There's a remnant going to turn this thing around. Now you walking around with health faith. Lord, give me some more health faith. And watch your mouth. Don't talk to anybody. Watch what they be saying. Don't be saying that stuff no more. You can't have health faith and talking to all that crazy talk. Don't let them do that. Don't do that no more. Now, yes, you got to get this because these things God gave me in about 2 minutes. Supernatural help calls for obedience. For the Holy Spirit to make you healthy, he's going to call you out. Look how quiet it got in you. Lord, I won't be called out. He's going to call you out. He's going to say, the Holy Spirit going to tell you, how can you be healthy doing that? So I'm going to put your request on the shelf till you learn some senses. Because I can't do it now because you're faking and you're lying. Supernatural health calls for obedience. Once you're taught the right way, you got to fight to walk in it. It's all right to sit up down, but don't slide. Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the health of the land. Now, to walk in supernatural health or divine health, there's two abiding. You have to abide in the word, John 15:7, and you have an abiding and anointing that is in you, 1 John 2:27. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will and it should be done unto you. When you get to John, 1 John 2:27, turn there. 1 John 2:27, it says the anointing keep you abiding in him. Keep you abiding in the word. Now, everybody got that anointing in them. So that is a health anointing. Yes, it is. So now I want to decree abiding health. Yes. If you abide in the word abide in you, you abide in Jesus, you abide in the anointing, you're going to have abiding health. Yes, they don't care if something stopped by. You don't have to open the door for everybody, you know. No, you don't. And listen, this is going to throw you here. I think in Psalm 86 or something like that, you talk like a god. You think Jesus would let any sickness come on his body? Jesus said, me and my father are one. You don't think Satan tried to make Jesus sick? But he couldn't. Every time he stopped by, the anointing come out. And you and I have the same privilege. Are you listening to me? Abiding in the word, abiding in the anointing. You got John 15:7, 1 John 2:27. Oh, Lord. Yeah, this is the last one. Then I'm going to give him my introduction. But this one here. Holy Spirit, teach me how to eat and help me to follow your plan. Woo, Jesus. I got a scripture for that. You're Christian, you love God, right? Watch what I'm saying. Holy Spirit, teach me how to eat and help me. I dare you say that every day. To follow your plan. Romans 8:14. Yes, sir. The Spirit can't, he can't give you no miracle if you're not going to follow him. The Holy Spirit. I'm trusting the Holy Spirit tonight to start talking to you about every move you make. Amen. And many of you are going to have great manifestation. Amen. You can't do it by yourself. Not a natural man. And naturally, you're not going to do it. We're going to do it what everybody else is doing. But the Lord let you sit under this anointing and this teaching that you can have an advantage in your prayer time and in your praise time and your confession time and your decreeing time. You got some things to decree now. Huh? Holy Spirit, teach me how to eat. See, the church don't know nothing about eating. Ministers, oh, Jesus. I've been with them. Ministers eat like dogs. Yeah, just eat, and they fall out of their chair. And then go get an operation. They're quick to go get an operation. They go get an operation just like everybody else. Then so that's the way they train you. I would ask you to let God put you on his table tonight. Let him operate on you with the word. What is Hebrews 4:12? The word. Let the word separate you tonight. Hebrews 4:12. And quicken you to with a quick understanding that I have held faith flowing in my life now. And I'm not going to be condemned about yesterday. I'm talking about today. All right. Be aware of everything and everyone that distract you from Holy Ghost help. There's a lot of distraction. It's a lot of distraction in the world about help. A lot of supplements talking about they're healthy. They're not healthy. You got to check them out. Supplements too. The Holy Ghost, the only health specialist, part two. Listen, the Holy Ghost will manifest your health at all times if you let him by listening to him continuously. So make a vow to yourself, I'm going to listen to the Holy Ghost about my health. Yes. Come on, some of y'all didn't say nothing. Yeah, you know something about to be cut. That's why he said, I'm going to listen to the Holy Ghost about to cut something. The Holy Ghost will manifest your health at all times if you let him by listening, catch this now, to him continuously. Question is supposed to be asked to you tonight, are you a hearer and not a doer? Then you got the nerve to say, I don't know what happened. You know, we said, I don't know what happened. I was doing everything. I was praying. Look at me. I know better. You know what happened. put away your vain speaking and not keeping the supernatural health direction, being given by the Spirit with God's word. That's what's going on in you tonight. All of you all are being operated on. I'd rather be operated on up in here. Talk to me now. I mean, it's a reality. It's a reality. See, let the word operate on you. And he's operating on you right now. Look, listen to this. Come alive with the truth, and your health will set you free. And I haven't got none of my principles yet. I'm just teaching right now. Demons and diseases are no match to the divinity of Christ, the cross, and his blood. Demons, are you hearing me? And diseases, plural, are no match to the divinity of Christ, the cross, and his blood. Now, here's a very careful measurement we must take. Go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. It's so clear. It's so clear. You see, to walk in health, you got to attend to the word. My son, attend to the word. Incline thy ear to my saying. Go to the next verse. Now, why? This is so simple. What I want you to go back to that first one, because I want you to pay close attention and go look up in the dictionary what the word attend means. Now, that's what I want you to see in that verse. Attend to my word. What we're doing, we're attending to the word about health, right? Yes, sir. All right, go to the 21st verse. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. So that's talking about keeping the word, right? Yes. We're keeping that in the midst of your heart, right? Yes, all right, go one more verse. Go to the next verse. What going to do? God can't lie. Look. For their life on the door that, you see, you got to find them, though.
Yes, sir.
And held to. Held to all their flesh. You mean the word can bring health to all my flesh?
Yes,
sir. So then the Bible says, so then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. See, if you had not heard the word of God on health, you don't have no faith. You wouldn't have no faith for health. But you in this church, y'all don't have no excuse. You hearing it. So you can have faith for it. Don't care what things look like. You know what Hebrews 11 and 1 says about faith, right? Look at it. Some of y'all don't know. Look at Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at the Holy Spirit before I go into this first principle. Look at the Holy Spirit in John 16, 12. Look at the Holy Spirit. Let's look at the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit come to represent God. He come to represent Jesus. And he ain't going to do nothing. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Now, at that time, the Holy Spirit wasn't given to us in his fullness. But now, go to the next verse. Now you're ready. Go to 13th verse. Watch what happened. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, he's here. Now, what are you here for? He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Go to the next verse. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Verse 15. All things. I wonder if the Father got any help. I wonder if he's sick. I wonder if God's sick tonight. I wonder if God got diabetes. I wonder if Jesus got high blood pressure. As he is, so are we in this world. I like that. In this world, in him I live and move and have my being. Your being is health. All things that the Father has of mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. The Holy Spirit shows us how not to be sick, because Jesus never was. You know them demons could have got Jesus, they got him. He preaching the gospel. All right, get this now. Get God's permission of what to do with his body at all times.
Yes, sir.
Not your body.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Get God permission of what to do with his body at all times. You took ownership of your body. Nobody answer me. Oh, they're writing, okay. You took ownership of your body, and when you took ownership, Satan said, I got him now, I got him now. But when you recognize this, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have received of God, and you are not your own. I don't have a right to mess God's body up, mess God's name up, mess the church up as if God can't do no better, turn secular instead of spiritual. We secular are sick because we're trusting everything but the Spirit to give us direction. Lord, get me out of this mess. Holy Ghost, help me in this traffic. It's a traffic out there. It's a traffic. Everybody calling you. Come get this. Come get that. Come get this. Holy Spirit, tell me what to do.
Yes, sir.
I'm dealing with a situation right now with a man. How can I say this, Lord? You ain't going to know who it is, but he might need some medical help, might need an operation. And he just said to the doctor, no, I don't want to know that. I said, no, you can't do that. I said, let's pray in tongues, because you may need to take this operation. See, I'm not stupid. I know when the time comes, but you got to hear from the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost tell you what to say. See, some of y'all, we got so much faith. I'm going to do it. No, did you ask the Holy Ghost that? You making this decision by yourself. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. There are help out there. There is help out there.
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But I just don't want you to run to it before you talk with God and die. Yes. That's what happened to the man I preached it last week. See? They got doctors out there with faith, but they're not your first step. You got to consult with who body that is. Go to the next verse, the 20th verse. I want them to see that. Oh, my goodness. Now, you can put your health in that verse. Your health is bought with a price. What? Write that down. My health is bought with a price. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Your body and your spirit belong to God. If you let your spirit take over, it'll bring miracles into your body. Now, listen, children, we're far behind on this. We're far behind. Hundreds and hundreds of years have passed, and with thousands of people in the healing line. God healed, many of them got healed. Men anointed got healed. But what about health? See, healing don't know about health, not going to last long.
That's true.
Because he's coming back. He left to say he left him for a while. But if you come back and you in form, and you are anointed for health.
Come on now.
You can't stay alone. Always, no matter what things look or feel like, present your body to God for supernatural direction.
Amen.
Supernatural direction in what shall I do with this situation? And it's very simple. It's a favorite verse. All you got to do is Romans 12, 1.
Yes,
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you, Have you presented your body to God? You see my point? Matter of fact, I'm thinking about two girls now that got sick and the Lord pulled them out because they had faith. I can think about many. Are you willing tonight to present your body by the mercies of God? You can't do it just on your own, by the mercies of God, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, and tell God, show yourself strong in my body. I give my body back to you. Now, I wasn't going to say it another way, but let me say it this way. Satan has raped the body of Christ in the aspect of health. Just raped her. From the pulpit on down, just raped the body of Christ. And you know, we've been behind so long. He said, Apostle, you ever deal with anything? Absolutely, I deal with things. Yeah, absolutely. I've been eating crazy just like everybody else. I was raised crazy. So that you see what I'm saying, Yvonne? That's why we're so, not that we're bad people, we just was dumb. We didn't know. We think we say a little prayer. Had a little bit, I'm healed. What? And eat three sweet rolls before you go to bed. Are y'all getting any light?
Yes.
Are y'all seeing? I want y'all to get the light of it. Always, no matter what things look or feel like, present your body to God for supernatural direction. I'm asking all of y'all to do that. Whatever you did with your body in your prayer time, say, God, Holy Spirit, give me supernatural direction and give me the anointing and the strength to do it. And we'll start getting testimony after testimony. Right. Don't run soon something happens. You're still breathing and you walk. What are you running for? Get direction. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You read Ephesians 4:27? Turn that again because I'm going to tell you something else about it. Sense, S-E-N-S-E, decision is the devil's workshop. You will make it by your senses. It's a devil's workshop. Give no place to him. Don't move without the Holy Spirit. Don't move without God giving you direction. Even an operation, if you need an operation, you need to talk to God about it before you take it. Don't go lay on that table and don't ask me nothing. Then be calling me, come on, Lord. Now, supernatural help, oh my God. Supernatural help must come by revelation. So that in that aspect, you're going to have to be preached to properly. Do not take for granted what God is doing for us. This is grand enlightenment. And you know, I'm not talking about Leroy, I'm talking about, because I'm not qualified. But God is doing some things for us inside. You're getting insight. Oh my. Because apostolic truth and apostolic government and prophetic insight is on this ministry.
Amen.
See, a lot of people have thought, and I want that wiped out of your system, that you can't walk in hell. You got so many reports and you're taking so many medication and listen, child. We're talking supernatural. We're talking miracle. We're talking about, watch this miracle word. I'm going to give you a miracle word. You ain't never forget this miracle word. But L-O-V-E. God love you. And if you accept God love of help. Oh, I like that. Accept God help love. Now, I have members have done great works on this. You know, I'm talking, we're not in a blind church. I got members in here who have made big changes. and got good results. And I'm thankful for it, all right? I'm thankful for it. And had not they heard some of the teaching that had been taught, they wouldn't have the results they have now. And they're going to get some more. Write 1 Corinthians 2, 1 to 11. I'm not going to read it, but the proper preaching brings demonstration. So I decree help demonstration in this ministry. Online members, partners, help demonstration come into your house. Expect it. Expect it. Expect it to your family. Turn to Philippians 3. Sleeping in the healing line will not produce resurrected health. Sleeping in the healing line will not produce resurrected health. Then Philippians 3:10, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. He went through some things, being made conformable unto his death. But you see, look at Hebrews 11:2, looking unto Jesus. No, Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. Now, yeah, that's right. Hebrews 12:2, right? For the joy that was set before him. See, now, when you hear me ministering out of the Spirit such a message as this, no matter what you're going through, you ought to have a joy. See, the revelation of health miracles, the revelation of the help of the helping of the Holy Spirit give me a joy. He's going to help me. He's going to help me to eat right and walk every now and then. You don't have to walk no 15 miles. Just get off that couch. Get up and shake your arm or something. Are you following me? Your health is in your belly. Living water, living in health. You got health flowing around you. There's a health anointing just flowing in you. Say, ooh, catch me, catch me, catch me. And rivers just flowing through you. Every time you pray in tongue, health starts flowing through you. Yes, pray in tongue a little bit. Yes, health flowing through your whole system right now. Them rivers of living water get stirred up, and everything, they wipe out everything that is not of God. That river, when that river flowing, when you're praying in the Spirit, but you got to have expectation. You got to have faith for it. You can pray your way out of sickness and disease because the Holy Ghost will give you a direction. All this hours we pray in tongues, we ought to flush them disease out. You follow what I'm saying? I never heard that before either, but I hear it just now. Held in my belly. Both ways. How much do you know about your body? How much study have you done? Would you ever look up anything? What have you looked up? Have you ever listened to a teacher who know what they're talking about and tell you how the body made up? Do you know anything about your body? See, now that's what the enemy wants. He don't want us to know nothing. Oh no, we've been studying how many years now? Huh? About 15? About 20? 15 to 20 years. We bought all kinds of stuff. We're trying to find it, man. My closet was full up one time. You couldn't have to walk through it. I'm looking. I'm trying to find out what's the way out of here because I know this is not right. God's children aren't supposed to suffer like this.
That's right.
I heard a statement from an elder gentleman, I think it was. If you don't know no better, you can't do no better. But I know the opposite of that too. Talk to me, yeah. May the Lord open the body of Christ's eyes to a help-flowing anointing. As Acts 10:38 again. May the Lord open the body of Christ's eyes. Now listen, health demonstrations, plural, are on God's agenda and have been there for a long time. Now it's the church time to let the health light shine. You the light of the world. Look at Matthew 5:14-16. You the light of the world. Health is a light. When we walk in a hospital to visit somebody, the light ought to come on. See? Let me give that again. Health demonstrations are on God's agenda and had been there for a long time. Now it's the church time to let the health light shine. Glory to God. I like that. Let the health light shine. Oh, Lord, I've been doing good, Lord. Tell Satan, get the hell out of my body. That's what it is hell. Get your hand off of me. And when you next time you have a pain, you say, no, you don't, in the name of Jesus. And almost instantly that pain will leave you. If you speak in authority, no, you don't. My body belongs to God. I'll go tell everybody how much you're hurting. Let's see if can we believe this. God can't fail. How many believe that?
Amen.
His word can't fail. How many believe that?
Amen.
So what is the problem about your health then? Isaiah 55:11. God can't fail. His word can't fail. It's something I'm doing to block the word from doing what it want to do for me. Is that right? Talk to me now. Let's be truthful in here tonight. If God can't fail, and if his word can't fail, Satan can't stop me from getting my help. I'm hearing the word deception. Stop being deceived. I'm hearing the word deception. And then, here's this pressure come. Girl, you ain't got to do all that. Girl, don't let that man stop your life. Enjoy yourself. Go ahead and die. I'm just trying to put it out so y'all can see it. You understand what I'm saying? Because that you're going to have problem. You're going to have problem with family members. They come around with the tray. You say, I don't want none. Why you don't want none? Then don't be them lost some weight. Girl, you better try to eat something. I'm trying to get free. You talking about eat something? But am I right? Online, is that the way they are, all right? Girl, you too skinny. A man talked to me today. Man said, I'm gonna just tell you the truth. He said, a lot of people have asked me, said, what's wrong with Pastor Thompson? He lost a lot of weight. I said, go back and tell him I'm healthy. They always think something wrong with you. Why you don't think something wrong with him when I'm overweight? You got Isaiah 55:11 in your note? The word won't return to void. All right, look at Psalm 107. I'm at the closing. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word to keep you healthy. Because if you heal, you're healthy. Look at Psalm 107, 20. He He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I don't know what I read of. I read one of the translations one time. Early grave. What one that is? The Amplified Bible? Is the Amplified? Try to amplify. Let's see. Early grave. Early grave. That'll get your attention. No, that's not it. Go to the Message. Try the Message translation. As a man said. Boy, he pulled you back from the brink of death. That's still not the early grave, though. He got one said at early grave. I don't know. It's not the living Bible, is it? I got to go on. I can't stay here. But he sent his word to keep you healthy. Psalm 107, verse 20 and 21. Now, listen at this. Listen at this, children. You have the right to sanctified health. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 and 24. The Holy Ghost took me over. They said, you have the right to sanctified health. See, divine health, supernatural health, sanctified health, Holy Ghost health, blood health, cross health, resurrection health, faith health, word health, anointing health. You got the right to sanctified health. In other words, your body sanctified from sickness and disease. Yes, sir. Demon, go back and say, that was a sanctified woman. Amen. She got her body sanctified. She got her mind sanctified. What? Glory. Her spirit sanctified. Now, I'm going to tell you some stuff at homework. I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to give you a scripture. Now, let me go back up to this one. You remember in Mark 5, 25, 34, the woman with the issue of blood, we talked about all the doctors she went to, and she grew worse, and she had spent all her money. Huh? Uh-huh. Now, I'm going to tell you something about that the Lord gave me, but I want you to read it at home. She was distracted from her health, distracted from her healing, until the Holy Ghost got a hold of her and told her, if you just touch the hem of his garment. Then the Holy Ghost said, before you do it, I want you to say it. If you read it, she said it first. I just touched the hem of his garment, behold. But she had been distracted for a long time. The church had been distracted from health for a long time. Did you see my point? They've been distracted. And the Lord, by revelation now, is dealing with that distraction to tell you that the Holy Ghost got to make all decisions, whether you're going to go to the doctor or not, whether you're going to take this or not, but let the Holy Ghost make the decision. When he makes the decision, he's going to tell you what to do. Help me, Holy Ghost. Say that. God is the Godfather of hell. And no power can stop him if we submit to his instruction. You got Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord, I think, with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Not in my ways, he'll direct your path. That's it? See, that was the Holy Spirit told me. He said, God is the Godfather. You don't mess with no Godfather now. Of hell. And I remember one time, man. Man, come to my house. I never been in my ministry. Don't have none of my books. I said, you have any of my books? He come to my house. We were working on my motorcycle one time. Larry was there with me. And so the man's, I said, you got any of my books? You ever listen to any of my tape? You ever been to the church where I passed at? No. Now you want to borrow money. I said, I know what you come here for. How did I say it to him now?
I'm out here with my friend.
Yeah. I'm out here with my friend, and you come along bothering me. You never had none of my books. And Larry said, boy, Pastor, that was annoying. I said, that's the Godfather, man. I just had to watch it. The boy told me to watch it, you know. And so I'm out here with my friend trying to have a little, and you come along to my borrow some money, and you've never been to my church, you never. And then my answer was no. I had a man come by my house, and I didn't really know him. He got on his knees. I said, what's the matter, sir? He said, man, I've been talking about you and nothing going right in my life. My family getting all messed up. He said, sir, I just come to ask you, please forgive me. I said, man, I don't know anybody. He said, yes, sir, but I know about it. He said, and I laid my hand on his head and said, you're forgiven, man. Go on about your way. Everything was going wrong. Stay in God's presence. Come on, I got to give you these out real quick. Asking for help, wisdom. Proverbs 4, 1 through 9. I can't read all these scriptures, see. Now, if you don't hear this one, I can't help you. Stop ignoring the power of God's help in you. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We're going to read that one. The power of help is on the inside of you. You a child of God? The power of hell is on the inside of you. Look at Romans 8 and 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, and he do, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit. Quicken me, Lord. We're talking about Holy Ghost quickening help coming to the body of Christ. Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost right now is quickening help in you because you're sitting on the word. Let him finish his job. Stop ignoring that you got the quickening power of the Holy Ghost in you with health. Then I wrote two more things. Holy Spirit, lead me to my health. Romans 8, 14. Holy Spirit, lead me to my health. Now, you can't lead nobody who don't want to follow. Now, I don't care how many times you slip down. Just get up. Don't slide. Just get up and go after it again. I have to do that many times. Don't think I'm the great man of God. I just walk in and say, I'm going to eat right, sleep right, and everything. Gee. I'll slip in that refrigerator. Yeah, so don't think it happened overnight. But I kept fighting, keep fighting. I'm sorry, I got to keep fighting. Yeah. Write this one down and I'll close, Leroy, you can come. The Holy Spirit is over the whole supernatural package of health. Health is, see, now, I recognize some of you are not even fully listening. And I know why. I'm not holding you not fully listening because you think it's just a sermon. This apostolic, it got a mantle on this. It has a scepter that's going to follow this up. If you yield to it. It ain't going to talk to y'all different ways, but just yield to it. When in your prayer time, your study time, just listen, have a pad, have a pen, write the instruction down.
Yes, sir.
Now, the instruction sometimes not going to seem logical. And the reason God do that is because he don't want you operating without faith. So there's an element of trust, because this is like a dumb thing to do. See? You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
but you will have witness. He'll give you a scripture to back it up. When you got the word backing you up, you can't fail. You understand what I'm saying? You're not gonna fully understand whatever way he's gonna get you to your healthy place. I really don't know. But he's gonna to a dream. Through a vision, somebody just talking to you, talking about your kid and they don't know it. And they tell you exactly what they did. He got millions of ways to do it. Then we got the glorious word. There's with men, it is impossible. And I like what Mary said. Be it unto me. I don't understand nothing. I don't know why. I don't know where you, I don't know why he picked me. I don't know what you're talking about per se, but I believe you. Be it unto me according to your word. And that's what you got. That's where you got to go. Say it.
Be it to me.
According to your word.
And
the Holy Spirit, he's going to come to you. He's going to visit. You're going to have visitation. You're going to have revelation. You're going to have manifestation. You're going to have demonstration. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless. All right, Jimmy. God bless. Just remember God loves you. Just remember God loves you. He wants you healthy.